Okay, everybody, welcome to the GI Map module. This is the Advanced Stool Culture module, and we are going to go over this particular test called the GI Map by a company called Diagnostic Solutions. But we're also going to give a few examples in this particular module of other great stool cultures on the market. This is not the only one that is valuable or good. So in this particular module, we're going to go through an overview of digestion, what can go wrong in the digestive process. It's going to be really important in working with the gut health that we consider all the major things that we'll see in this module around parasites and worms and bacteria and fungus. But also digestive disturbances sometimes can be super, super simple, and it can be just a deficiency in stomach acid, a deficiency in bile output, these types of things. So we want to talk through some of the more complicated things, but also to make sure that we're still grounded in the basics, because the basics can go wrong and can cause a lot of problems. So why this particular test? So the GI map, one of the things that we like about this particular test is that it does a wide, wide, wide variety of microorganisms. So the microorganism profile on this test is just stellar. It's just so, so stellar. So we get bacteria, worms, parasites. A lot of tests are testing for parasites and not worms. We're also getting GI viruses, and that's a super unique thing that not a lot of tests have. So we're going to give you a couple other examples, like I said, of some good tests. And all the tests out there have slightly different microbe profiles. But the one of the reasons we love this test so much is because of that microbe profile, as well as we get some of the basic markers for inflammation and digestion to see if we have proper digestion, if we have blood, if we have inflammation. So it's a very, very broad test as far as all of the details that it's covering for us. So when we use this test, so just about everybody in your clinical practice will likely have a GI map. So we're going to go over more of that and when to use that in this particular module. We'll go over how to order the GI map or other comprehensive stool analysis, how to interpret it, an understanding of large intestine microbes, and we want to understand the mechanism through which they cause disease, because that's going to influence our treatment. And then we'll talk about the treatment solution for microbes and microbiome dysfunction, how to improve digestive secretions, and then where should you go in your clinic after you've done SIBO, CIFO, GI map types of testing and treatment. So that's where we're going in this particular module. We will see you in the next lesson.